All I'm saying is, if you're gonna wear pants that tight, then wear a thong so your ass doesn't look like it has four cheeks. That's all. That's all I'm saying. It's not that hard. Few things bother me more than white panties and black leggings, cliffhangers, and full butt panties in fucking tight ass pants. I can't. What? No, not cinematic cliffhangers, dummy. Why would I be referencing those? No, I mean when your toes hang over the front of your heels or your sandals. It's usually a problem that women experience, and maybe drag queens, so you've probably never been guilty of it. Yeah, it's not a good look. Like, buy a shoe that fits your foot. Thanks. I am not a bitch. I am just keeping it real. That's all. So, see, you did look at her ass and you agree that it was bad. Yeah. So, fuck you for putting me on trial when you're like just as bitchy as I was a pretty rad party. That's for sure. I know the sun is coming up and I'm so tired. I danced all fucking night. Most of the night. Oh, thank you. I do try to look my best. Oh, I love you too. Speaking of love and junk, where was your lady friend this evening? Why didn't you invite her to this party? Haven't you guys been on like a million dates? Okay, haven't you guys been on six dates? Is she not worthy of an invite to such a random party? How are you guys getting on? Is it like getting serious? Are y'all fucking or what's happening? I feel like you've gone out so much and I know hardly anything about her. I know her name and I know what she looks like, and she's adorable, by the way. Good job. But that's it. So what's the tea? Spill it. Come on. I'm not ready to go to bed yet. I know I said I was tired, but I'm fine. Second wind. Let's talk. Why don't you want to talk to me about this? You seem very apprehensive. And I don't like it. What's wrong with her? She got a good personality, but like shitty pussy. Oof, or the other way around. Ugh, that's so much worse. Like, good pussy, shitty personality. You can fuck it, but don't fall in love with it, because it will never not be shitty. That's unfortunate. Okay, well, if she's not a total monster in one regard or another, then what's the deal? Inadequate? Like, physically and sexually? Okay. I mean, I guess I can understand that. We all go through some shit, but it's sex. It's not like you're a virgin. Oh my God. You're a virgin. What? Like, what? Oh my God, why have we never talked about this? Like, I just assumed that by now you would have gotten some. You're handsome and fun and charming. So yeah, I assumed as much. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Okay. So I'm not. Okay, I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just blown away by this news, and I feel like a bad best friend. I feel like I should have been your wingman. I feel like I should have been your wingman in high school because I haven't stopped fucking since I started. Yeah. Yeah, you can't see it, but I'm fucking someone right now. Fuck you. Shut up. We're not talking about me. For once. Yes, we're not talking about me for once. So let's talk about you. What's the deal? Why haven't you done it? Are you one of those people waiting for marriage? Okay, I can respect that. And you are scared to disappoint her. I take it you know that she's not a virgin, so that makes this a little more stressful for you. Okay, I get that. So what are you gonna do about it? Are you going to just date her forever and avoid sex? You can't do that. That's no fun. Sex is awesome. You should have it. What do you want to know? I'll tell you anything and everything you want to know. Even if it's like an embarrassing detail from my past experiences, I will tell you everything you need to know. Come on, ask me some questions. How do you get to fucking? That's a question. I mean, there are several ways to get there. You can start with just like making out and then ripping off clothes, or you can get right to it, or you can start with like, oh, so much foreplay. That's my favorite. But I mean, you know what these things are. It's just a matter of implementing them. Do you just not know how to approach it? Okay, I have what might be a solution, a pretty unorthodox solution. But hear me out before you shut me down, okay? We could sit here and talk for hours about what sex is supposed to be, or what a sexual experience is supposed to be like, or I can just literally walk you through it. Yeah, I mean, actually have sex. And only if you want to, but I figure we trust each other. I would never do anything to make you feel more insecure. Sexual intimacy is serious, and feeling confident about it is important. So, I guess I'm just kind of offering to help you, and maybe you can shake off all of your pre-show jitters before you, you know, get to it with her. It's fine if you don't want to. I'm just throwing it out there. Oh. Okay. Okay. All right. Now that you said yes, I'm like exponentially more nervous about it. Okay. Okay. All right. So, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with just the fucking or other stuff? For me, I always like to start with a little bit of cuddling. You get close to someone and you make out for a little bit, and it is like hot, sensual, it's getting the juices flowing, you know? And here, I'll get closer like this. There's something about when people's bodies are close to each other. Kind of lights a fire in you physically. Especially when there's any sort of attraction, be it purely physical or otherwise. So I'm not gonna handle you with kid gloves and make you like make out with me or anything, but this is kind of how you get into it, by being close and looking at each other's eyes the way I'm looking at yours now. And from there, I would say, put your arm, that one, on my waist, over my waist. Uh-huh, like that. And I get really close to me. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, my breath smells like booze. Please forgive. Yeah, I get really close like that so that our lips are almost touching. You don't have to kiss, it's fine. So, with that arm over my waist, you can take your hand and caress my body with it. Uh-huh. Just like that. Full palm or fingertips. Whatever makes you comfortable. That tickles. You wanna gauge it. You wanna gauge the response so that it feels good without tickling. T- tickling sort of takes you out of it, if it makes you laugh. Yeah, like that. And then when you really start to get deep into the kissing, you just slide your hand down. Keep going. Right there. Stop. That's where your focus should be. Your hand on my ass. Give it a squeeze. And then you can just rub up and down the back of the thighs. Just like that. Yeah, like that. That's pretty good. That's a good way to get it going. And then she'll tell you, maybe not verbally, but she'll tell you with her body when she's ready for something more. She'll, like, make a move to straddle you, get you on your back, or she'll pull you closer to her, which is kind of a favorite of mine. Yeah, we're really gonna do this. It's okay to turn back, but you should probably turn back now if it's gonna happen. Yeah, you can kiss me. Whatever keeps you in the moment, do it. Thankfully, you've kissed people over the years. You're a good kisser. Come here. On top. No, you're not hurting me. It's fine. I just do what comes naturally to you. I can feel something bulging. No, it's actually pretty normal to hump like that. It's okay. As long as it's not the only thing you plan on doing. From here, I'd say it's a pretty good idea to start kissing in other places. Like cheeks, like that. Neck, like that. You can suck on it a little. And you can kiss down my chest. Yeah. Go ahead. You can pull them out. Is it weird that I'm kind of comfortable doing this with you right now? Oh, we've never seen each other naked before. Close, but not completely. Thank you. I do like them in this bra. You can play with them, but they can't stay in the bra forever. So pull them out. Sometimes it's fun with your fingers, but in the position that you're in, it's best with your mouth, with your lips, and your tongue. Like, try to pinch them with your lips.
Yeah, like that. And then circle the nipples with your tongue. Oh, softer. Soften your tongue a little bit more. Yeah, that's really good. I feel that bulge getting bigger. You're enjoying this. I think she'll like that you enjoy this. Now, put the whole nipple in your mouth and suck on it. Yeah, like that. And your hands. If you're not supporting yourself with them, you can rub all over the body with them. Oh, yeah, just like that. Down my legs and up my sides. It feels really good, actually. Well, from here, you could get right to fucking, pull her pants down, or move her panties to the side, take your dick out and slide it in, or you could take it a step further and prolong the experience. Pull my pants down. Yeah. All the way. Take them off. My panties too. Yeah. You're gonna eat my pussy, okay? If you're not comfortable with it, tell me now. Oh, good. Okay. I want you to start kissing down my stomach. Yeah. All the way. All the way down. Until your face is hovering over. You sure this isn't gonna be weird for you? Okay. Okay. Oh, I can feel your breath, and I'm like already shaky. Okay. You get into a position that's comfortable for you. You should be here until she comes at least once. That could take a while, so be comfy. Are you? And you've never done this before? No? Okay. You can start by just rubbing your face on it. Yeah, like that. Get a feel for it. Try to understand it. Get a feel for how my body is reacting when you touch certain places. Know that those are good places to keep touching. And when you're ready, take your tongue and you slip it between my lips. Start in the middle and then work your way up slowly with your tongue. Do it again and make a note of where everything is. There's the hole. And as you slide up, there's the clit. Those are two very important places. And when you're ready to move forward, you play with them as you wish. You can keep licking them slowly like this. You can lick them faster and flick your tongue around them. Or you can suck on them. Or you can treat it like you did my mouth and make out with my pussy. Pretty good at this for a virgin. Just listen to her moaning. Listen to me moaning. Listen to me. Feel what's good, what's not good. Listen to me, get close. And when you know that I'm there, you just keep on doing exactly what you're doing. Just like that. Wrap your arms around my thighs. Draw me in closer. Grip my thighs. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm gonna come. Such a mess. Come up here. Kiss me. That was really good. Okay. You can do that as long as you want, but you're gonna have to fuck eventually. So, I want you to lay down on your back. Yeah. And let me handle the rest. Okay?
Yeah, who'd have thought we would be doing this? It is kind of insane, but also, it's pretty fun. Okay. Now, I'm just gonna
unbutton and unzip your pants.
Wiggle you out of these. Take them all the way off. Come on.
Ideally, you would have your pants off way before you get here. So, just for future reference.
And then, I'll just take these.
Oh, wow.
Oh my god. Nothing, it's nothing bad. You have a beautiful dick. Like, what? If it wasn't insane to me before, it is even more insane to me now that you are still a virgin with a dick like this.
Fuck. Oh my god, you are packing.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know how this goes. I'm sure you've done this to yourself enough times. But we're not here so I can give you a handy or a blowjob, as much fun as those are. This is for science, not for fun.
Wow, okay. I'm kind of excited. I'm so excited. Okay. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna just get my leg over here and straddle you. Okay. This is it. Are you ready? You're not a virgin after this, so are you sure you're ready? Okay. I'm just gonna position myself right over the head. Oh, you're so hard. It's okay if you're nervous, it's fine. You're okay with me, alright? We'll take it as slow as you need. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna slide down. Oh, fuck. Oh god, you're so big. Officially not a virgin. Oh, fuck. Okay. You can put your hands anywhere you like. You can close your eyes. You can leave them open. It's up to you. Whatever makes you the most comfortable. And I want you to tell me if anything hurts you, okay? I'm gonna start slow. Okay. Are you ready? Yeah, that's fine. Get a nice grip. Yeah. Harder, I'm not gonna break. It's fine. Grip those hips. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna slide up. Oh my god, you feel so good. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Is that good? Tell me it's good. Tell me you like the way my pussy feels. She may not like it, but I do. And this way, you won't be caught off guard if she does talk dirty to you. Oh, that dick. It's so good. Oh. taking the whole thing in and out over and over. It feels so fucking good. It's so slick. My pussy's so wet right now. I can feel you pulsing. Do you feel like you're gonna come? It's okay if you do. It's your first time. It doesn't have to last forever. But if you want to push yourself, hold back. Okay? Try really hard and focus. Look at me. You can do this, okay? You can hold out a bit longer. I'm gonna go faster. Okay? And I'm gonna come. I wanna come on you. Okay? And I want you to try and hold back. Here I go. Okay. Fuck. Oh god, the dick feels so good. Try and hold on, okay? You're doing so well. I'm getting so close. Change positions. That's good. Okay. Well, let's start with something easy. Either we do it from behind, or I get on my back and you get on top. Okay. I don't want to pull you out of me. It's so good. Okay. All right, on my back. Here we go. You're doing so well. You should be proud of yourself. Okay. Now find a position that's comfortable for you. It doesn't matter what, I will mold to your specifications. Yeah, we can start this way, nice and simple. Now, this is where it gets tricky for first timers. I'm really wet, so that might help a little bit, but sometimes it's a bit awkward when you're trying to find the hole. So, I want you to support yourself on one hand. Take your dick in the other. Just rub it up and down my lips. Yeah. There's my clit. As you lower it, just thrust gently. Then it becomes an exercise rather than an awkward moment, because it feels good for you to rub your dick against my pussy. And yeah, it does, doesn't it? And you do that as you lower it until you find the hole. And when you find it, and thrust in and out. very natural. Do it. Yeah. You can take it slow. Oh. You're nasty. You want to watch? No, I like that. It's pretty hot, actually. Yeah. I lift my ass a little bit. And slide your knees underneath it. You get more leverage that way and just pull me into you. Fuck. That dick feels so good. Oh my god. Are you sure you don't want me to be your girlfriend? Because I will. Oh fuck. Oh, yeah, go faster. It's fine. I like it rough. You don't have to do it for her, but some girls like it this way. Harder. Come on. Give it to me. Yeah. Yeah, I hear the slapping. That's what I like. That's what I want to hear. Come on. Fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, it's so good. Deeper. Push it in. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, just like that. Oh, does it feel good? Oh, good. Oh, yes. That's what I wanted. I wanted you to have a good experience. I wanted you to enjoy the way it feels. Having a pussy on your dick. I'm glad it was me. Oh, fuck. I'm glad I could make you feel good. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Are you? Good. Yes. Oh, come on. We'll come together. Yeah. Come with me. Deep. Push it deep. Oh my god, you're still coming. Oh fuck. Oh shit. Wow. I can't believe we just did that. But I'm so happy we did. How do you feel? Do you feel okay? Good, I'm glad. Good. You might still be a little nervous when you do it with her. It's pretty common to feel that way your first time with anyone, honestly, no matter how many times you've had sex. I took your virginity. I get to have that forever. We are truly best friends now. You know what? Let's clean up. Get dressed. And go get some breakfast. I think this calls for a celebration. Two best friends get fucked. It's perfect. Come on, let's go.